Morning Watch. The children of Israel not having a king and everyone doing what was right in his own eyes, week 9. Saturday. Related verses. 2 Timothy 2:1. You therefore, my child, be empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 4:8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day, and not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. 1 Peter 5:12. Through Silvanus, the faithful brother, as I account him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying fully that this is the true grace of God. Enter into this grace and stand in it. Acts 26:19. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Ephesians 1:10. Unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth in him. Ephesians 3:9 through 10. And to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church. Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Related reading. Today the earth is filled with chaos. Chaos is everywhere. Every part of society is chaotic. However, we should not be discouraged. In addition to the satanic chaos, there is the divine economy. Whereas the satanic chaos will come to an end, the divine economy will reach a consummation. The end of the satanic chaos will be the lake of fire, and the consummation of the divine economy will be the New Jerusalem. Both in the Bible and in our experience, the satanic chaos always goes along with the divine economy. It seems that we alternate between economy and chaos, between chaos and economy. Where there is the divine economy, there is the satanic chaos. Where God is, Satan is also. The overcomers are those who suffer the chaos, but they are not disappointed or discouraged. Instead, they are strengthened and enabled to stand for and live out the divine economy. The satanic chaos is still going on around us in Christendom. Even within the Lord's recovery, we have experienced this chaos. If we are enabled by the Lord to conquer all the destructive chaos, we will triumphantly enter into the kingdom. We will be those who triumph in the unique constructive economy. We have to conquer the satanic chaos by the processed and consummated triune God as the all-sufficient grace. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul says that the grace of the Lord was with him. In Galatians 6:18, he says that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is with our spirit. And in 2 Timothy 4:22, he says that the Lord is with our spirit. The Lord, as the all-sufficient grace, is with our spirit. And we can conquer all the satanic chaos and carry out the unique divine economy by him as our all-sufficient grace. We can conquer all the satanic chaos and carry out the divine economy according to the truth, of which the church, the manifestation of God in the flesh, is the pillar and base. The rebellious ones cannot shake the church in the Lord's recovery because the church is the pillar and base of the truth. The pillar supports the building and the base holds the pillar. The church is the pillar supporting the truth. And it is the base holding the truth. Because the church is the pillar and base of the truth, we need to be those who teach the truth. Our teaching of the truth will enlighten the darkened people. inoculate against the poison, swallow up the death, and bring the distracted back to the proper track. Revelation 2 and 3 reveal that we need to conquer all the satanic chaos and carry out the unique divine economy in certain conditions. We need to be those who love the Lord with the first love. The first love may be compared to the love of newlyweds. We must recover the wedding, bridal love toward our husband Christ. We also need to enjoy eating Christ as the tree of life in the church, as today's paradise, so that we can be a shining lampstand. The Lord tells the overcomers that he will give them to eat of the entire tree of life. We should eat one tree, the universal tree, the unique tree, that is the tree of life, which is Christ as the embodiment of the divine life.